अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः। यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मणिमानतोस्। तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि तया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नय मां चरणान्तिके। भाई मिलियंस ऑफ दंडत प्रणाम इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माई परमाराध्यतम गुरु पाद पद्म नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट ओम विष्णु पास इसमत भक्ति प्रज्ञान के सो गोस्वामी महाराज एंड सेम मिलियंस ऑफ दंडत प्रणाम इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माई शिक्षा गुरु ओम विष्णु पास इसमत भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज। नाउ सुखदेव गोस्वामी continue to speak sweet pastimes of Krishna. Krishna Leela is divided into three parts: Balya Leela, Pauganda Leela, Kishor Leela. Even in Kishor Leela, Vaya Sandhi, Vikshikti Kishor, Pradhu Kishor. So many divisions. Krishna is one, but he changes his mode, more beautiful. At the time of Vayasandhi, means between Balya and Pauganda and Kishor. Oh, very beautiful. But Krishna, even young, no mustache or dadi, nothing. When he became of 125 years age, even not. Ramchandra, even in his whole life, like 11,000 years, nothing. Very beautiful, like young.
Also.
Now, after Dambandhal Leela, especially Jamalarjun Bhanjan, Putana, Sakratasu, Trinavarta, so many demons came. So now, a meeting was done in the guidanceship of presidentship of Upananda, the elder brother of Nanda Maharaj. He was very, very intelligent. All he used to give so much honor. His father, Parjanya, wanted to give the kingdom to Upananda, but he refused and told, my middle son, middle brother, Nanda is qualified more than me. So please give him. I will be like mantri, like
minister, advisor.
He was very generous and gentle. He told in the council of gopis, all gopis, we see that so many demons are coming And Krishna goes in the mouth of death. But by the mercy of Narayan, he comes out. I think it is better to give up this Mahaban, very dangerous. And we should go to Vrindavan, very, very beautiful place. Jamuna is there. There is Govardhan Hill, very beautiful forest, all kinds of flowers. Cuckoo birds, oh, cuckoo doing. Peacock, so many dancing on Govardhan and here and there. And there are so many places that where Krishna and Baldev can play. Better we can go there. Then all the gopis, they accepted this proposal. And tomorrow we will start from here. So, next day, all the cows of Braja with cops. We cannot imagine how many cows. Only Nand Baba has 11 lakhs cows.
Nine.
And Vrishabhanu 11. And all other gopis. Not less than 1 lakh, 1 lakh, 1 lakh, and uncountable gwalba. So many cows and so many calves. They began to go first. And then old person on bullock cart and Mother Yashoda, Rohini, Baladev, Devaki and others in Sakat. Sakat means bullock cart. Very good. Krishna was sitting, Baldev was sitting there in the laps of their mother. And so many gopis took their bow arrow and protecting, they began to go. Cows going, it seems that, oh, Kalindi and Ganga, rivers, unbroken stream, they are going. And so many gopis, also their kulpurohi, priests,
family priests,
all other, singing what? Veda Stotra. Stuti of Narayan. And thus they began. And they anyhow crossed the river Yamuna with so many, they made
temporary boat by plantains
and so many things. And cows, oh, they crossed the river himself. In this way, they, when they reach in Vrindavan, Krishna is telling, oh mother, who is trembling so much? Mother told, oh, this is people tree. What? People tree.
Who has long beard.
Oh, who has so much beard, very long, long? Oh, banyan tree. What is this? Oh, deers jumping. Oh, who is here dancing? Oh, peacocks. Very sweet voice singing. Oh, cuckoo birds. In this way, Krishna, as if he did not know and ask a question, our mother answering, and Krishna and Baldev were speaking in what?
Broken language.
Thus, they reached to Chattikara. In the end of Vrindavan, and they kept their cars in a
half circle,
and they made a beautiful hosting places, and then began to live there. Now Krishna, at that time, was about two and a half or about 3 years. Now they began to, in Vrindavan, they began to play here and they are very happy there. They used to go to Govardhan. Jamuna was flowing nearby. Jamunavati, there is a village still. Now it is far away from Govardhan, but at that time nearer. Very beautiful forests, creepers, flowers. Now one day Krishna told, I want to go to graze cows. Yashoda Maiya told, no, we have so many servants. You should be in house. I said, no, mother, I will go and play there. Anyhow, there are two Gopashtami. First Gopashtami for calves. And second in Nandagaon with cows. These
calves,
when became bigger in the form of cows, then they did not want to go anywhere without Krishna. So, Krishna was bound to take them. And thus, he was going. There, they used to play so many plays. Sometimes, cops were grazing, and these boys, when monkeys tell, so long,
baboon.
And they used to take it and they used to
jump
from here and there, and they become very happy by this. Sometimes they used to walk like frogs. Sometimes singing as kokil bird. Sometimes dancing with peacocks. In this way playing and very, very happy. Once they were playing and consented demon. Demons know so many, they have majestic power.
Mystic
powers. They can have any form. So, can you, Vatsasur, or any Harikatha you should speak?
What you like you should speak.
Go on. Any katha, Hari katha.
Thank you for not laughing.
Yeah. Right, Maseo, Gurudev. I'm in mood of listening. I have no voice for attending any of your
questions. I can't tell you in front of you. I can't tell you in front of you. I can't tell
you in front
of you. I can't tell you in front
of you. Can you? Oh, Basa Surkhan?
Guru Gaurachandraya. Hari Hare Tadale, कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय भक्ताय नमो नमः श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंदस्य द्वैत गदाधर शिव सनि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे So first of all, I offer my pranams to the feet of Gurudev, Vaishnavas, Sannyasis, ladies and gentlemen. So when Krishna came from Chatikar, then to Vrindavan, then Krishna began the festival of Gopastami. At first, Madhyasada was saying, oh, my Krishna, no need to go out in the forest. The sun is very hot, you'll become even more black. Also, there are many thorns on the ground. Please do not go. But then Krishna is saying, Mother, this will not be a punishment. This will be a source of great happiness. Also, we have to follow our Vanashram Dharma. Therefore, by Vana, I am a gopa. Therefore, this is my duty to go and serve the cows. Then Madhyasoda said, at least you should take some shoes or some umbrella. Then Krishna said, but Mother, the duty of a gopa is to maintain and protect the cows. Therefore, how I can have an umbrella or shoes when the cows do not have shoes? Therefore, if I will wear shoes, you have to make four sets of shoes for each of the 900,000 cows. And each cow should have an umbrella. Therefore, Krishna went cow grazing. Actually, those young calves, they have the feeling that Krishna is our brother, like Sakiras. The old cow, the bulls, they have feeling we are Krishna's fathers. They were like sannyasis wearing big cloaks. They look at Krishna with red eyes, with vatsalya bhava. Then the young cows, the mother cows, have feeling towards Krishna. He is our son because we feed him milk. Therefore, Krishna began that daily festival of grazing cows. Therefore, those eyes, aksanvandam phalavidam natparamvidam, those eyes which have not seen the beauty of Krishna Balaram as they enter the forest, the gopi said, those eyes are like the eyes of a peacock feather, completely useless. So comes, he sent his various associates in disguises. Amongst them today was the appearance of Vatsasur. So Thakur Bhaktivinoda has said that each of these demons represent one fault. Therefore, Vatsasur represents my main anatta of childishness, juvenile delinquency. Means anattas committed in complete ignorance, with no sense of maturity. Therefore, Vatsasura, he was thinking, how I can kill Krishna Balaram? Therefore, he took the form of a calf. Therefore, outside, he is looking like an associate of Krishna Balaram, but inside, he is a demon. Therefore, Thakur Bhaktivinoda, he said, be careful. Etuek kalichela, mataneta kopin para, tilakanak hate mara, sahaja bhajana pochana mama, tumara sange porela bala. How the demon will enter into Krishna's pastimes. In Satyuga, the demon was, the incarnation was Nrsimhadev, and the demon was Hiranyakasipu. They were born on different planets. In Dwapayuga, the incarnation is Lord Ram, and the demon is Ravan. They're born on the same planet, but different islands. One is living in India, the other is living in Sri Lanka. In Dwapayuga, the incarnation is Krishna, and the demon is Kamsmaraj. They're born in the same house. One is downstairs, one is upstairs. Krishna is in the prison and Kamsa was born upstairs. And in Kali Yuga, who is the incarnation? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But by the preaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, restricting illicit activities, then Kali had no place to hide. Kali hides in illicit sex, intoxication, meat eating and gambling. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's preaching was so powerful, Kali was shaking, nowhere to go. Where will he hide? There he took the form of a Vaishnav. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, hard to recognize him. Etuek Kali Chela means Mata Neda. He has shaved head. Tilakanak Hate Mala. On his nose he has Tilak, and in his hands chanting beads. Haribol, Haribol, Radhe, Radhe. And the only reason everyone calls him Mama, Uncle. And the only reason he's associating with you is to catch your wife. Therefore, Vatsasura represents this type of demon in the guise of an associate of Krishna. So Krishna and Balaram went for calf raising. Then Bhatta saw it taking the form of a small calf. He entered in there. So actually he had a very foul, repulsive smell. Therefore the other calves were trying to avoid him. Sometimes we know how that feels, isn't it? Therefore the other calves were avoiding him. Then Krishna Balaram...
Can we speak on Bakashu?
Balaram indicated by eyes to Krishna, this is not one calf, this
can
is one demon.
Can we speak on Bakashu?
Therefore Krishna...
You should try.
Krishna says in the Gita, of all cheetahs, I am the biggest cheetah. Therefore Krishna came to Bhattasur, oh my dear little brother. Then whipped him by the legs, spun him around like a centrifuge, and Bhattasur left his body like that.
Thank you.
Kansa was waiting for that he will return back and tell that I have killed Krishna. But he never came because he went to that lok from where anyone does not return. Then he told his another associate Bakasur, go and see what happened of Putana and Trinavart, Saktasur and this. Where they went, they have not returned. And then he went there. How? You, Bakasur.
Adhyanatimurandasya jananjana samakaya chakshur humilitam yena tasmare sri gurave namaha vajra kalpatarubhyasya kripa sindhu devatya patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. First of all, I offer my humble obeisances unto my beloved Gurudev, Om Vishnupad, Paramahamsa, Prayura, Acharya, Ashtatakar, Sri Srinva, Bhakti, Vedanta, Siddhanarayan, Goswami Maharaj, unto all the Vaishnavas in our Guru Parampara, Tridandi Swamis, Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, guests, mothers, sisters, and brothers. Please accept my humble obeisances. Sri Gurudev ordered me to speak on Bakasur. I read today about several demons, but not about this one. Caught by surprise. I thought if Gurudev asked me to speak about Denakasur, that is my favorite. But anyhow, Bakasur, with the help of Rasananda Prabhu and Giri Maharaj, I got some information. Bakasur was also sent by Kamsa, brother of Putana. Also, Agasur, brother of Putana.
Putana?
Yeah. Brother of Putana and Agasur, Bakasur. Yeah. So Bakasur, he was coming to Vrindavan to catch Krishna. And he was posing himself.
In the form of the bark.
Yeah. He was presenting himself as a crane. Yeah, we see often the cranes in the water, and some of them they stand on one leg. Yeah, and they seem to be very renounced. Yeah, very motionless, watching on the water, or thinking as if they are posing as if they are great saintly persons who are completely in trance. But as soon as the baka or the crane sees a fish, he goes and catches it. So this is, according to our acharyas, this represents the false renunciant who poses himself as a great sage, saintly person. But as soon as he sees something that he wants to catch for his enjoyment, he at once catches it. False saintly person. So what happened? Krishna came along the bank of Yamuna and Bakasura was standing there with big, big beaks. Yeah. And he opened his beaks and he catch Krishna. And Krishna go inside, yeah, and he take the two beaks of the baka and he bifurcated his beaks at once. Yeah, and Bakasura left his body and attained the liberation. After that, the next demon, he invited the next speaker. So thank you very much for listening, and thank you Gurudev for giving me the opportunity.
Bakasura is a symbol of hypocrisy. Hypocrisy, kapatata. If you are doing bhajan, but you want to cheat Krishna and other devotees, like Anna Bhilasa, for any worldly benefit, doing bhajan, Krishna will know. There are so many other hypocrisy. So Krishna will know. So we should be sincere. No worldly any desire. No mayabad gyan. No smart karma. And thus, by all our senses and modes, we should serve Krishna to please Krishna for the benefit of Krishna. Now, brother of Putana, younger, and also Bakasura, he said that, oh, my dear sister and my dear brother, they have been killed. Anyhow, I will kill them both, and then I will take the revenge. So what became?
Microphone, please.
Om Agyana Timanam Dasya Agyanam Chana Sarakaya Chakshuram Yalitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gilvay Namaha
Kaliya. Kali, you should be ready.
Unlimited respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my Diksha Guru, Nityalila Prabhishnam, Vishnupad, Asota Satoshi Shiman, Bhaktivedanta Swami, Prabhupada, and unto my Shiksha Guru, our beloved Srila Gurudev, and to all the assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, especially with the idea that you'll go a little bit easy on me. I'm not used to getting up and trying to do this. Although it is a very
special time. Can you speak about Brahma Stuta?
And one that is actually quite enlivening. One day, Krishna got up with his fellow cowherd.
So you should do cardio.
There were many hundreds of thousands of gopas, gopa friends of Krishna, and they decided to go to the forest. But for some reason that day, Mother Rohini decided to keep Balaram back. Apparently Balaram needed to be bathed. I'm not sure exactly why, but that's what it says. So, it was his birthday. Okay, so it does say, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur does say that he reluctantly stayed back. So I think he wanted to be playing with his cowherd boyfriend. So they went off to the forest in a great festive mood. Every day in the spiritual world is a riot of joy and laughter and love. So Krishna went off with his cowherd boyfriends, and they packed, their mothers packed wonderful lunches for them. And it's described that when they would go into the forest, they would, although their mothers would decorate them with very beautiful ornaments, bangles and jewels and so many different things, when they got to the forest, that's when the real decorations began. They would take twigs and leaves and feathers and flowers and decorate themselves so that they would look like very wonderful forest princes. And they began to play in the forest, doing different things, chasing the animals, running across the ground, trying to keep up with the shadow of the birds as they flew overhead. They would imitate the different forest animal sounds that they would hear, the cuckoos and the peacocks. Sometimes they would see the frogs jumping into the ponds and the rivers. And right where the frogs would jump in, they would also jump in to try to jump right into the center of the circle. Sometimes, in certain parts of the forest, they could call out different sounds. I believe one of the sounds was KK. And the echo would come back. And when the echo would come back, they would rebuke the echo and give it a hard time. And sometimes they would even say things like, "Today you're going to die," things like that. So they were having great fun. They had fantastic lunches. Sometimes when I was a young devotee, we used to think about, especially when you're young and your stomach is always hungry, we would think what Krishna is eating with his cowherd boyfriends. All these different special preparations made from milk and different sweets. So sometimes they would do very naughty things like little boys do, and they would steal each other's lunches. And somebody would snatch the lunch and pass it on to another older cowherd boy, and then the other boy would go and give me back my lunch, and they would pass it from one to another until that little boy would start crying, that little cowherd boy would cry. Then they would be merciful and give him back his lunch. So they were having this wonderful type of day in the spirit of Balaram's appearance day. And lo and behold, yet another demon appears on the scene, Bakasura and Bhutana's brother. Very bad guy. And he says, you know, what point is there in me living if I don't have any family? My beloved witch sister, she's gone, she's left the world, and my respected Bakasura brother, he's also left the world. So what I think I'm going to do, of course he did this under the auspices of Kamsa, we all know he's the archenemy, he decided to go to the forest, and he said, I'm going to kill Krishna Balaram, and I'm going to offer them as sesame in the fire of the remembrance ceremony for my brother and sister. So he's a very nefarious fellow, and like his sister, he can assume different disguises, but apparently, unlike his sister, he could only assume a form that was quite similar to his natural propensity, which was to appear as a giant serpent, a giant snake, a python. And when I mean giant, it was very giant. It was 8 miles long. So you can just imagine the size of it. And it's described that he looked like a mountain range, a very long, curving mountain range. And his mouth touched from the bottom to the top of the sky. And his teeth looked like mountains themselves. And his tongue looked like a highway going into a dark cave. Cowherd boys came upon this visage, and they looked at him. And although there was a very foul, fishy smell coming out of his mouth, they looked at him and they thought, this is great fun. They even thought it was kind of like a center park, like it was like an amusement park. Let's see what this is all about. Let's go in and enjoy. And so they began to actually think, let's enter this dark cave. And there was a moment that passed their minds. So, well, maybe this isn't such a good idea. It could be another demon. And then, with faith in Krishna, of course, they knew their hero would protect them in any case. So they said, it doesn't really matter. If we go in, Krishna will protect us. So the cowherd boys made their way into the mouth of Agashura and in the mood of adventure. And of course, I can't remember, does Krishna follow with the... he waits, doesn't he? Yeah. And, you know, I'm sure gobbles them all up. No? He waits until they're all also. Okay, thank you. It's been a while since I read this pastime. Unfortunately, I have to admit that. So then Krishna goes inside, and the cowherd boys are all stuck in there. And if I remember correctly, Krishna begins to expand himself. And by expanding himself, he explodes out of the top of the head of Agasura. And in that way, the soul of Agasura comes out the top of his head, and it stays there until Krishna comes out. Thank you for the cue. Until Krishna comes out, and then when Krishna comes out, I believe everyone can see the soul, or is it just the demigods? Can the cowherd boys? Just the demigods can see the soul of Agasura enter the body of Krishna. So this is my little summary of the pastime of Agasura, and thank you very much for listening.
When Agasur took Krishna and all the cops and cowherd boys in his mouth, at once demigods began to loudly,
alas, alas,
alas, alas, oh, Krishna is killed, Krishna is killed. And this sound came to Brahma. And Brahma at once came there. And then he saw that anything very lighting coming from the head of Agasur and moving in the sky. And after some time, Krishna, when came out his mouth with cops and cows, then he saw this. And that flashing light came into the feet of Krishna. Then he, Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead. And how this Agasur, to whom any yogi, a Brahmavadi, for thousands and millions of years, doing tapasya by their Shuddhaman,
pure mind,
they cannot touch Krishna even. In their meditation, Krishna never comes. And this Agasur took Krishna in his heart. Oh, how fortunate. He will have a very high class of gati. And then Krishna, he was there. And then he made up his mind, I want to see more some sweet pastimes of this Prabhu. But he has come from
lotus.
Inert. Lotus is jada.
Inert.
So he was also like that. In the meantime, Krishna with all Gwalbal, he told us, today is very late. Here near this pond, very beautiful. We should sit here and take what our mother has sent. And then Krishna sat in the middle, and other boys. But at that day, Baldev was not there.
Last constellation of Baladev.
They made round, thousands and thousands of rounds, and each Gwalbal was saying that Krishna is with me, in front of me. Those who are back, those who are inside, those who are very far, all saw that Krishna is very near to me, and he is taking prasadam with us. In this way he was very happy and taking prasadam. After what became?
Om Jnati Randasya Jnanam Janashalakaya Chakshurun Vidutam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So, as Srila Gurudev told, now the cowherd boys and Krishna were seated in the forest. And this very amazing situation that every single cowherd boy who was seated around Krishna, and there were many, many circles circling all the way around Krishna, each one of these cowherd boys thought, oh, Krishna is directly facing me, and he is directly looking at my face and reciprocating with me personally. As the cowherd boys were eating, they were playing so many tricks on one another. They were also sometimes taking a pakora and taking the inside out and then putting a jasmine flower inside the pakora and then handing it to another cowherd boy who would eat it. And as soon as he ate it, it would taste bitter to him and he would make a bitter-looking face. In this way, they were playing and very happily engaged in this pastime of taking their lunch with Krishna there. So, at that time, they had already brought the calves to a very beautiful area just nearby to where they were sitting, which had very sweet and beautiful grasses, lush green grasses for the calves to eat, and very nice water in the river Jamuna there. And then they suddenly noticed that the calves had wandered away. And the cowherd boys and told to Krishna, oh, the calves have gone. Krishna told the cowherd boys, oh, don't worry, don't worry. You should stay here and you should continue enjoying. I will go and I will locate the calves and I will bring them all back here. Don't disturb yourselves, just remain here very nicely sitting and enjoying. So then Krishna went off and he began to search for the calves. But actually what had happened in the meantime, Lord Brahmaji, who wanted to see more wonderful pastimes of Krishna, and also he wanted to do some test to see Krishna's mystic power. So he actually played a trick. And he took those calves by his own mystic power, and he brought them into a cave and placed the calves in an unconscious state, like sleeping condition, by his mystic power. And then as Krishna was looking here and there for the calves, Lord Brahma also came where the cowherd boys were sitting, and he also took the cowherd boys and made them under his mystic power and placed them in the cave also. So Krishna was looking here and there, just like an ordinary cowherd boy of this world, and he could not find the calves. And when he came back to see the cowherd boys, he also saw that they were not there. But actually, Krishna understood. Because why? Krishna is Sarvajñata. Sarvajñata means he is the absolute supreme personality of Godhead. He is the source of everything, whole creation. There is nothing within Krishna's creation that he does not know at every single moment. That is Sarvajñata. But also, because of his playful pastimes as a like a human-like child, Naravat Lila, for he also sometimes appears to be Mugdata, where he doesn't know anything. So Krishna played like this up to this point where he did not see the cows and calves and cowherd boys, and then he realized, oh yes, this is Brahmaji. Oh, he has played a trick like this. I will have to show him. I will also have to express my powers to show Brahmaji that he has made a big mistake. And also at that time, from Krishna's perspective of being a little cowherd boy, he thought, oh, Mother Yashoda, he will
she will become very upset if I return and there is no cowherd boys and calves. So Krishna, at that moment, he expanded his own self as each one of these cowherd boys. Every single detail of the cowherd boys was identical to the original cowherd boy. Their hair, their eyes, their clothing, every single thing about them, their voices, were identical to those cowherd boys. But the only difference is, they were Krishna himself. And also the young calves. He immediately expanded himself into all the calves. And all the calves looked identical to the original calves. And in this way, now Krishna began to return back to the village of Vrindavan, where all of the cowherd men and ladies were waiting for their sons and for the calves to return. All the cows were waiting for the calves to return. So now, when Krishna came back in this form, oh, he entered into the cowherd sheds as the calves. He entered into each one of the homes as the cowherd boys. And what occurred at that time? Oh, the parents, the mothers, they became so overwhelmed with love and affection for their little sons. Now they began to embrace them and kiss them. And now they began to prepare them for the evening by massaging their very beautiful bodies with fragrant oils and bathing them, decorating them. And in this way, they were able to directly serve Krishna and even feeding their own breast milk to their little sons, like as their little sons, but actually they're having the opportunity to directly feed Krishna their breast milk. And in the same way, also the cows, they began to give so much of their milk to these young calves. So this was during this same time, Lord Brahma, because by Lord Brahma's calculation of time, one year of earthly time is equal to one moment of his time. So Lord Brahma, after he had stolen the calves and cowherd boys and put them in that cave, then he went to return back to his abode. So this was 1 year of the earthly time, but it was only a moment of his time. So when he returned back to his kingdom, who was there? Lord Brahma was there, because Krishna had expanded himself as Lord Brahma. And so when Lord Brahma came to the entryway of his palace, the guards had been informed by the Krishna, Lord Brahma, that there will be an imposter who will be arriving here. And he's saying that he's Lord Brahma, but I am really Lord Brahma, you should beat him. So now the guards began to beat Lord Brahma. And he began to wonder, what is going on here? So during that time, then Lord Brahma also came back. But this whole year that had gone by during that time, oh, Krishna, there was also one incident that took place. Garga Rishi had given the advice to all the Brijvasis that this particular time was the most auspicious time for all the young Brajagopis, the little girl Brajagopis, to be betrothed to respective Gopas. And so, by the will of Krishna, and to satisfy the desire of the hearts of all the Brajagopis, actually, during that year, the Brajagopis were betrothed prior to marriage with Krishna. So actually, their desire of their heart to have Krishna as their husband was truly fulfilled, because they were betrothed to all the cowherd boys who were actually Krishna himself. So now, just toward the end of this year, a few days before the end of this year, Lord Balaram was going with Krishna and the cowherd boys and the calves, who were also 1 year old by now, and the mothers of the calves also had given birth to another calf in the meantime. Usually, when cows give birth to a new calf, they become much more affectionate to that new calf than they were to the year-old calf. So during this cowherding, when Balaram was there, one day they came to the foot of a hill, and suddenly on the top of the hill, the cows saw the calves, which were actually Krishna, and they became overwhelmed with maternal affection. And the cows began running at top speed down the hill. And the cowherd men, who were also watching this, they ran after the cows. So when the cows came down to the bottom of the hill, they began licking the calves, who were the one-year-old calves. Then also the cowherd men, when they came down, they were a little bit upset because the cows had gone away. And when they saw their cowherd sons, they also became so affectionate to them. They took the cowherd boys on their laps. They began smelling their heads affectionately. And Lord Balaram was observing this. And he started to think, what is going on here? It appears that these cows are affectionate to these little cowherd boys in the exact same way that they are to Krishna himself. Because all the Brijvasis love Krishna more than they love anyone, even their own selves. So then he also observed, these cows, they're normally not so affectionate to the one-year-old calves, but here in this case, they're so much affectionate to them. And now Lord Balaram began to think. And suddenly he realized, now I see. This is the mystic power of my younger brother Krishna. Even Lord Balaram, who is the immediate expansion of Krishna, he is also Supreme Personality of Godhead, all-knowing. But when Krishna, who is Ekala Ishwar Krishna, that means he's the only one Supreme Absolute Lord, and all others are his servants, including Balaram, if Krishna wants to perform a pastime, then even Balaram may not be able to understand. But at this point, Krishna allowed Balaram to also see and understand that, Krishna, you have become all these calves and cowherd boys. So now, when Lord Brahma finally returned back from his abode, which
he asked from Krishna. He asked
from Krishna,
why you have done so?
Yes. So then Krishna began to explain to him
that Brahma wanted.
Yes.
And also, all the cows and calves. They wanted to that I should be calf, and all azad gopi wanted to that I should be their son.
Yes.
And all gopis wanted that Krishna should be my most beloved. For all reason, I have done so.
So Krishna explained all these things to Balaram, and now Lord Brahma returned back. So when Lord Brahma went to the cave where he had put the cowherd boys and the calves, and he went to examine to see, because actually he was starting to feel, maybe I've done something wrong, because he saw himself in Brahma Lok. So now he came back and he thought, I must have made some mistake here. And when he saw that in the cave, the cowherd boys, they were still sleeping there.
What he had done mistake? What mistake was that?
I forgot. I have to tell that first. Okay. So when he came back, and he saw that the cowherd boys, they were still sleeping there. Then he began to realize, I have made a mistake. I've made an offense against my Lord and Master, Lord Krishna. He is the absolute supreme power. I am very tiny, my power in comparison to him. And then he went and he saw that the cowherd boys and the calves, they were also playing and grazing in the forest. He saw them there, and then he went back to the cave again, and he saw that they were also in the cave. And then he simultaneously looked with his heads in both directions, and he saw that they're both in both directions simultaneously. And this especially disturbed him, because now he knew for sure that some great power had defeated his of Lord Krishna's. And then when he looked at all the cowherd boys and all the calves and saw that immediately he was granted this vision that the cowherd boys assumed these most amazing, beautiful Vishnu forms, each one of the hundreds of
forms. In Krishna form. After that Vishnu. First Krishna.
First in Krishna form.
Oh.
They manifested Krishna's own form with his beautiful turban and holding his cowherd stick and dressed like cowherd boy. And then after that, those Krishna forms, they turned into Vishnu forms. All of the cowherd boys, all of the calves, and all of the paraphernalia that they were holding in their hands, they all assumed these effulgent Vishnu forms with crowns on their heads, beautifully decorated with golden ornaments, and holding in their forearms conchal, discus, lotus, and club. And so now Lord Brahma, he became totally, totally astonished. And he began to realize that he had made a serious mistake, offending his lord and master, trying to test his mystic power. So then, Lord Brahma now realized that it was his time to eat humble pie. So he came and he found Krishna in a forest grove.
Brahma stall?
He found Krishna standing.
Better stall. Thank you. Thank you. After that, Brahma's talk. Brahma has done some mistake. And what was that mistake? He knew that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Simply he would have prayed, "Oh Krishna, I want to see your more sweet pastimes." That was enough. If he had done in mind even, then Krishna knew. And he had done, he would have done. But he used his maya.
Intelligent.
That I am intelligent. By maya, I will
test him.
Unko mohit karunga. I will cover the gyan of Krishna. And then I will see what he is doing. But his fault was that he should pray himself in heart that, "Oh Krishna, I want to see your most sweet person." That was enough. And for this, he took his all cowherd boys and cubs. This was also a kind of offense. And he put in a cave for so many days, one year. So that was his fault. Now, what is his stuti? Oh, yes.
Vaishnavas and Vaishnavas. So, we have heard from Pujapada Bhaktivedanta Bhaktivedanta Maharaj how Lord Brahma, he realized that he had made a mistake. And when he looked upon the coward boys, each one of them assumed Krishna's form and then a four-armed form of Vishnu. And each Vishnu form was brilliantly effulgent like millions of suns. And around each form, all the elements personified, earth, water, air, ether, all the various forms of demigods, and every living creature in the universe in all different species, from the demigods even down to the small blades of grass, they surrounded each Vishnu form and all were doing kirtan. It was astonishing. Lord Brahma was overpowered by the vast, immense opulence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, which is beyond his imagination. And as he was looking and the effulgence became greater and greater, he could not even behold this form. And he could not speak. All he thought in his mind was, "Kim idam, what is this?" Then he could not even look. He was overpowered and he closed his eyes. But then Lord Brahma, being overwhelmed by the immense power and opulence of Sri Krishna, when he opened his eyes and rubbed his eyes, he looked and saw that all this immense display of opulence had been withdrawn, and he saw the beauty of Vrindavan. How sweet! The forest of Vrindavan, very peaceful, full of fragrant flowers and cool breezes. And he looked and saw there was one cowherd boy, Krishna, with the food in his left hand. And he was wandering here and there, with tears in his eyes, looking for his friends. Hey, Subal, Tridam, Madhumangal, where are you? Just as he had been doing 1 year before, when Brahma had stolen his friends and calves. So, all the Shastras say, Atato Brahma Jigyasa, now one should inquire about the absolute truth. But in Vrindavan, the absolute truth is inquiring about his devotee. Hey Subal, where are you? Sridhar, where are you? Seeing this, Lord Brahma became ashamed, so ashamed. And he came down from his swan carrier and fell at the feet of Krishna, giving Dandavat Pranam again and again, tears flowing profusely from his 8 eyes. And with a choked voice and trembling, with folded hands, he began to utter prayers, glorifying Sri Krishna. No midyate pravapase tadidambaraya gunjavatam saparipichala sanmukaya vanyasraje kavalavetra vishanuvenam lakshmasriye mridupate pashupangajaya. He said, O my Lord, no midyate pravapase, you are the only object of worship for all living entities in the world. You're standing before me with your small lotus feet as a cowherd boy, which are marked with beautiful signs. Your complexion is like a fresh rain cloud, and you're wearing a pitambar, a yellow shawl, which shines like lightning on your body. You're not decorated with gold and jewels, like all the forms of Vishnu. But in this original form, you are decorated with what? Gunja berries. Earrings made of gunja berries from the forest. And even though you are the reservoir of all knowledge, you know everything, it seems that you have no education at all, because you're walking around with food in your left hand. As you know, you don't eat with the left hand. So, but Krishna, he had been eating with his left hand, and he was wondering, and he has the rice and yogurt and fruit dripping through the fingers of his left hand while he's looking for his friends. So, Lord Brahma, he said that you have a flute and a stick for controlling the cows tucked inside your belt. So you're playing like a very ordinary cowherd boy. And you are Pashupangujaya. You are really the son of Nanda Maharaj. Before Srila Gurudev was raising his points, is Krishna the son of Vasudeva and Devaki or Nanda and Yashoda? So partly he's the son of Vasudeva and Devaki, but in his original form, here, Lord Brahma, our Adi Guru, who is an authority in Mahajan, is saying, Pashupangajaya, really you are the son of the Pashupa, those who protect cows, the cowherd couple, Nanda and Yashoda. So then, Lord Brahmaji, he said, even if the rishis or scientists, they could count every grain of sand in the universe, if they could count all the stars in the sky, still they could not count your astonishing, wonderful, unlimited qualities. There are those who cultivate knowledge of impersonal Brahman, but all of their cultivation of knowledge is a complete waste of time. It is like husking husk. If you have rice paddy and you husk it, then the rice comes out from the husk. But if you begin with the husk and you beat it, then what will come out? Nothing at all. So all the endeavors of those who are cultivating impersonal knowledge, who have no devotion to you, all of their hard endeavors are like husking husk. Just hard work for nothing. And Lord Brahma, he prayed, Jnane prayasamudapasya namantameva Jivanti sanmukaritam bhavadiya vatam sthanesthitam srutigatam tanuman vanobir yei praya sojita dichopya sitaistilokyam. Lord Brahmaji said, jane prayasam, the attempt to attain knowledge, udapastya, one should give up the attempt to attain knowledge. This jnana does not refer only to the cultivation of impersonal knowledge. But Lord Brahma realized one should, there is no need to cultivate knowledge even of the opulence of Sri Krishna. Because it's not possible to understand his opulence. It's so vast. Jnane prayasam udapasya. Give up the idea of trying to understand the opulence of Krishna. Namanta eva. And just give obeisances. Jivanti sangokaritam bhavadiya vartam. And give respect to the bhavadiya vartam.
Even, even jnane prayasam utpasya, Krishna has so many opulence. Even you should give up all these things. By that, if the opulence is there, they cannot enjoy madhur bhav. So give up all these things and hear the Harikatha.
And jivanti sanmukaritam bhavadiya vartam, dedicate your life completely to hearing the Harikatha from the lips of the sats, the pure devotees, the transcendental sadhus who have realized your pure devotional service, and giving obeisances to the speaker of Harikatha, to the hearers of Harikatha, to the organizers of Harikatha.
Place.
To the place where the Harikatha takes place. Everything in connection with Harikatha. Just bow down to that. And no need to change anything in your life. Whatever ashram you're in, you can stay there. Or, Srila Sanatana Goswami Pad explains, sthane sthita means stay where you are. Whatever position you have in life, you can be there. But also, sthane sthita means stay in that place where the pure Vaishnavas are telling Harikatha. Try to stay in their association. Sthane sthita srutigatam tanuvam manobhir. And that person who will do this by his body, mind, and words, he will conquer the body, mind, and words of Sri Krishna. Now, Krishna is called Ajita. He cannot be conquered by anyone. But here Lord Brahma is saying, by this simple process of hearing Harikatha from qualified Guru and Vaishnavas, Krishna, he becomes conquered. That means the potential of hearing Harikatha is that it awakens Krishna praying within the heart. Because praying is the only thing that can conquer Ajit, the unconquerable Sri Krishna. So then Lord Brahma, he remembered. He was thinking that these residents of Vrindavan, these cowherd boys, these calves and all, how great they are. I cannot be compared to them. And he cried, Aho bhagyam, aho bhagyam, nanda gopa prajokasam, yamita paramanandam, puna brahma sanatanam. Aho bhagyam, aho bhagyam. How astonishing it is. How astonishing is the bhagya, the fortune of all the residents of Vrindavan, headed by Nanda Maharaj. Why? Because those who are fortunate, they try to search out the Brahma, the absolute truth, the Sanatan, eternal reality. But that very eternal Purna Brahma, complete supreme reality, has Yannitam Paramanandam. He who is the unlimited ocean of Ananda, he has become the friend, intimate friend and family member of all of these wonderful residents of Vrindavan. And therefore, Lord Brahma said, I pray, Tadburi Bhagyam, Hiya Janma Kimapyatavyam, Yad Gokule Pitatamangri Rajo Vishekam, Yad Jivitam to Bhagavan Mukundas, Yad Yapya Shutibi Mridgameva. He said, it would be a matter of great fortune for me if I could take birth here. Tadburi Bhagyam, great fortune. Here, Kimapyatavyam, if I could take birth here, where? That means on the western side of the Jamuna, the Vrindavan side. But Brahmaji thought, I'm not qualified to take birth here. So then he thought, perhaps I could take birth on the other side of the Jamuna River, on the eastern side, that is Gokul. Yad Gokulai Pikatamangri Rajo Vishekam. If I could take birth in any species of life, then I would be very fortunate. What to speak of moving living entities? Even if I could take birth as a stone in Gokul, then this would be a great matter of great fortune for me. What kind of stone? When the lower castes, sweepers who clean the drains and clean up the stool, when they come home from cleaning, then before they go inside their house, they keep a stone by the door and they scrape their feet to clean their feet on the stone before going in the house. So Lord Brahma, the original being of the universe who has created everything, who is the topmost of all the demigods, he prayed, oh, I would be lucky if I could be that stone outside the house of a sweeper, so when she cleans her feet before going in, I can get the foot dust of a Brijvasi. And by being touched by the foot dust of a Brijvasi, then I may understand something about devotion. From my four mouths, four Vedas have come. But those four Vedas, they are still searching after this wonderful coward boy, Sri Krishna. So as Lord Brahma, he was offering all of these prayers to Sri Krishna. How was Sri Krishna? Or not even looking at him. He wouldn't even look at the Brahma. And the friends of Sri Krishna, also they came there and they were laughing. Oh, Chauma, who is this four-faced person? And Brahma realized that he was not in his element. He was out of place in Vrindavan. So he gave pranam and did parikrama of Sri Krishna and got on his swan carrier and returned to Brahmalok, having learned a good lesson that one should not try to understand Sri Krishna, his name, form, qualities and pastimes by one's own intelligence. As long as one has vidya buddhi means the idea that I know something, I understand something, I have knowledge, then one cannot realize anything. So the Vaishnava, he prays, oh my Lord, I don't know anything. Oh Gurudev, I have no knowledge at all. Be merciful to me and kindly reveal yourself in my heart.
When Brahma saw the infinite glory of Krishna, then he told, Jananta eva jananta, naam me bhaktva apnu, bhapso bhaktyo, vaibhong tava gochara. O Krishna, those who are telling that I know Krishna, but I think that they are foolish. They don't know. Even myself, I don't know His glory. His glory is, oh, ananta, infinitive. So, after that, all the cowherd boys returned with Krishna to
Braj.
To Braj, their houses. And began to tell that, oh, mother, oh, father, today Krishna and we all were in the mouth of a very big python. And we were like died. But anyhow, Krishna
saved us.
Here, Sukadeva Goswami told that Aghasur was killed in his balya at the age of 5. But 1 year she took, Brahma stolen. And he told them next year, after 1 year, they returned to home and began to tell, oh, he was in the mouth of death, in the mouth of python. So how it became, then Sukadeva Goswami explained everything. that Brahma has stolen, and thus 1 year it was that. Then Krishna again did so many pastimes. Oh, Dhenukasur.
Come
here. Anything?
Om Jnanati Virandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunyitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vanchakalpatrubhyascha Kripasambhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namaha. So first, before speaking, I offer my most respectful obeisances thousands and thousands of times unto the lotus feet of my Diksha Guru Nityalila Prabhishnu Vishnupad Asdottara Sata Shishinad Srila Gaurangavinda Goswami Maharaj. Again, I offer my most respectful obeisances thousands and thousands of times unto the lotus feet of my Sannyasin Shiksha Guru Om Vishnupad Asdottara Sata Shishinad Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj. And again, my most respectful obeisances innumerable times unto the lotus feet of my Param Guru Days Nityalila Prabhishnu Vishnupad Asdottara Sata Shishinad Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada and to be the operation of Vishnupad. Ask the Lord Sata Shishma Shapati Pagan Krishna Dasamaraj, of the Lord Sri Dandi, Sannyasis, Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis. So now Krishna, he's entered into his Poganda age, Krishna Balaram. At this time, in the autumn season, the Krishna Balaram, now they're allowed to go and take care of the cows. Previously, they're taking care of the calves going into the forest. But at this age, then another gopastami occurs when they now mature enough to go with the cows. Also, in the 10th canto, Srila Shukadeva Goswami has explained this very, very beautiful scene. From this chapter, I do not know the verses. So if you can allow me, I can just quote very briefly from another chapter. Itam sarat sucharadolam badmaka sugandina nyavisha davatam batam sago gopaloko chita itam sarat sucharadolam. That at this time, in the autumn season in Vrindavan, the waters, they're flowing very, very sweetly. Yamuna, Manisi Ganga, Kushan Sarova, itam sarat sucharadolam badmaka sugandina. And the lotus flowers, they're emitting a very, very sweet, sweet fragrance. In this very, very beautiful, sweet scene, Krishna, Balaram, Stoke Krishna, Madhu Mangal, the calves, they're entering into Vrindavan forest. Srila Shukadeva Goswami further explains, Kushumita Vanaraji, Shushmihi Bringayam, Dvijakula Gusasara Sarin Mahidram, Madhupatiya Bhagaya Charayan Nagaham, Saha Pashu Palava Chukuja Vehenum Kushumita Vanaraji Shushmihi Bringa. As they enter into Vrindavan forest, Shamsun Krishna, he takes his flute from his sash and he starts to play very, very sweetly. The birds, especially the parrots that are flying here and there, they're singing very, very, very sweetly. The bees, they're also humming.
Oh. This is Benugi.
No, but I'm going to bring it here.
No. This is Benugi.
I'm going to bring it
here. No. It will come afterward.
Okay. No, I will not go.
Description of Braj.
But also there's description of Raj here. So, the bees are humming very, very sweetly, and the trees, they're bowing down at the lotus feet of Krishna and they're offering their fruits and flowers. This time, Krishna being received by the residents of Vrindavan in such a sweet, very, very sweet way, then he turns to his brother Balaram and he deflects this loving relationship which is coming from the Brij Brassis in the forest of Vrindavan, and he says, oh, just see, how they're relating with you so sweetly. That the female deer, the doe, they're looking at you with very, very sweet eyes, just like the gopis. That the peacock, upon seeing you coming to the forest of Vrindavan, they're dancing so sweetly and jubilantly. At that time, Krishna also is playing his flute, and the peacock, they're dancing even more jubilantly. The cows, the calves, they're running and they're jumping and so playful. In this way, Krishna, Balaram, along with the cowherd boys, the cows, the calves, they're entering into the forest of Vrindavan as the trees with their very beautiful flowers are showering on the heads of Krishna, Balaram, the cowherd boys, and cows and calves, and making a very beautiful carpet. As they go into the forest of Vrindavan, then they go by
One thing. You should remember that in Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami has explained six ritu.
Seasons.
Like Basanta ritu, after that,
Sharad ritu,
Basanta.
Samar, winter. Samar, Grisha.
Summer.
Rainy season.
Then Varsha. Varsha means raining season. And after that,
Autumn.
And then after that, Himanta. Then Sishi, then Basanta. Now he, at the time of Dhanukasura, it was Grishmakal. It was
summer.
And at that time, Tal are now ripened at that time. So, you should come as in Srimad Bhagavat has told, not like this.
In
rainy season. And this is Saratkal. Anyhow, we should go. Now, begin Dhanukasura.
This time, Balaram, he and the cowherd boys, they stop to take rest. Baladev, he lays his head on the lap of one of the cowherd boys. And then Krishna, he goes and sits by his feet and he starts to massage his feet very, very nicely. After some time, the boys, they get up and they start to play again. And then after playing Krishna also, he lays down. And one of the boys is fanning, and another boy is also massaging his feet. As they get up and they start to go further into the forest, then they start to smell some very, very sweet fragrance coming from one grove some distance away, a tal grove. So the boy is Stoka Krishna, Subal. So then they say to Krishna, "Oh Krishna," and this I heard from Srila Gurudev one time. I did not see in Bhagavatam. That we are being attacked by one ferocious demon. Then, which demon? Then he said, hunger. We're very, very hungry. And now, coming into our nostrils, is this very, very sweet smell. I'm coming from this tal plantation. And it's also going into our stomach. So please help us relieve this problem. So then they went to this plantation, and this was taken care of by an associate of Kamsa called Dhenukasura. So, Balaram, they said, if we go to this place though, that it's guarded by this Dhenukasura, and anybody that comes near, that he and his associates, that they immediately annihilate them. That nobody goes near this place. What to speak of going near it? Even the birds up in the sky, they won't even fly over this place. Balaram and Krishna, they were laughing. How can an ass, be so powerful? So then they went, Balaram in front. When they got to the grove, then Balaram, he took one tall tree, very, very tall, thin, and then he started to shake. And some tal fruit started to come down. Puff, 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 puff. Immediately, Dhenukasura, he got up and he went to see who was intruding in his territory. And then he saw the very, very beautiful forms of Krishna and Balaram. Krishna with his very beautiful peacock feather. his pitambara, his golden yellow shawl, and next to him, Baladev, in front by the tree, with his very beautiful white complexion, blue dhoti. Seeing immediately Denukasura, he charged towards Baladev, and then jumping this ass demon with his hind legs, both legs, with a very, very heavy push, poof, he just kicked Baladev in his chest. But Baladev was just standing there and not at all moved, not at all fazed. Denukasura, he looked, he was amazed. Then again, he went up to Baladev and then he turned around. And then he lifted up his hind legs and again he kicked him. But this time, when he went to kick, Baladev very easily just caught hold of his legs with one hand and then just started to swing him around in a centrifugal way. And then he just took him and tossed him up towards a tal tree. Before this demon even reached the top of the tree, his life air had left. His body hit the tree, and then so many fruits started to come down. The tree also broke, and it fell, and it hit one tree. And from the weight of that and the demon, that tree also broke and fell, and hit another tree, and then another tree, and another tree. And in this way, the trees were just scattered all over the place in such a short time. The friends of Denukasura, they saw how their master had just been killed by Baladev. And then immediately, they also got up and they started to attack Baladev and Krishna. And there was a great flurry of Baladev and Krishna just taking them and swinging them and then throwing them up into the trees. And within no time, the whole place was completely devastated. There were just tal trees, tal fruit, the bodies of these demons, and blood. The place was such a mess. And then after Madhu Mangal, who was very hungry, he looked. He said, "Oh Krishna, I'm not hungry anymore. Let's go home." So, it's been explained that this pastime, it has very, very significant meaning. They're just like the different demons that were killed by Krishna, that they represent different anattas. So, Denukasura, he represents ignorance. That he's taken the form of an ass. And the ass, he's the symbol of ignorance. Srila Gurudev has explained that in the rainy season, the ass will go and start to eat grass. But because of the rainy season, there's so much grass. And then the ass will look up. And the ass will see that, there's so much grass. I haven't eaten, but actually the ass has eaten so much. But he's just seeing that I have not eaten. In the dry season, when there's no grass, the ass has eaten just a little bit. But then the ass will look up, and the ass will see, oh look, I've eaten all of this grass. And then the ass, by the power of his mind, just see the power of Maya, then his stomach will become very, very big, though he hasn't eaten anything, but he'll think, I've eaten. What is this? Prakite kriyamanani gunai sarvasaha ahamkara vimudatma kataham iti manite. That the ass is thinking that I'm eating, but actually, due to the influence of the seasons, the three most mature nature, all this is going on. But the ass, being a mudha, being ignorant, is thinking, I am doing. The living entity conditioned in this world, we're also going about and apparently performing so many activities. But actually, these activities are being performed by this body, which is made of senses, mind, intellect. And these activities are being impelled by the three modes of nature according to our karma. We, the living entity, we're in there and we're observing, we're bringing consciousness, but we're just prisoners in this body of nine gates walking here and there. But by illusion, we're thinking that, oh, I am doing everything. I am in control. I am so powerful, just like an ass. Also, this ignorance, when the living entity comes into this material world, Krishna Bhuli Seji Vanadi Bahimuk Atayu Mayataradeha Samsaradu, he becomes covered by Maya. And the first covering, the first slap is of illusion. This is avidya, ignorance. This avidya later develops into the other covering of the living entity, which is where you have the different things which explained in Madhur Kadambini, then rag or lust. This lust and avidya is just a subtle form, a development of this lust. And the living entity covered by lust is forced to act in so many different ways. That's why in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna, he says, or Arjuna asked, Atakena Prayuktoyam, Papam Charati Purusham. He said, oh Krishna, why are we forced to act, even if we don't want to? What is the reason? Krishna says, Kam Esha Krodh Esha Raja Gunsamubhava. That due to lust, which transforms into Tamagun, which is born from the mode of passion, one is acting like this. So how will one become free? So this pastime, we see that Krishna has killed so many demons. Putana, Trinavata, Shakatasura, Agasura. But now, Baladev, he's killing this demon, Denukasura. Why? Because Baladev, he's a Kanda Guru Tattva. He's the whole full manifestation of Guru Tattva. And the living entity, who's covered by ignorance and covered by different anattas. What are those anattas? Swarup Brahm, Asat Trishna, Vidarga Balam, and Aparad. No time to explain. So, the living entity covered by these... Gurudev, should I explain?
No.
No time. The living entity covered by these different anattas, but especially we'll discuss Vidarga Balam. That Vidarga Balam, it has four divisions. First is Tucha Asakti. That the living entity is attached to very, very insignificant, ephemeral things of this world. Then Kutinati and Kapatya. This means duplicity, hypocrisy, and also cheating and criticizing. That especially for one who's come to the lotus feet of Sadhguru, one who's come to be able to do bhajan, then it Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, he said, that it's better to take birth in these species of worms, beasts, different animals, than to come and still hold on to this kapatya and matsarya, envy. So this has to be given up, but very, very difficult. Very difficult to give up this hypocrisy, this duplicity, because we're bound by illusion. So how to give up? And the last is pratishta. This, tucha sakti, kutinati kapatya one, matsarya, envy is another, and then pratishta. So who can give up? Kanakamini? Pratishta bhagini tagete e vachna. That one who's given up this desire for the sense objects of this world. Kanaka kamini, the opposite sex. Who's
brief.
Okay. Who's given up? Pratishta. Desire for name, fame, adoration. Which is so subtle that practically up to the level of Bhav that this is there. How can give up? Only by mercy of Guru. So, Baladev comes and he's killing this demon because these anattas, especially this anatta, this will be removed when we take that attachment, which is born of ignorance that we have for this material world, for the objects of this world, for our mother, for our wife, for children, for different things. And then we take that attachment and then we place it at the lotus feet of Guru. That love and affection, now we give it fully to Guru. Then Guru, he is Sadhu Vaidya. He's a transcendental physician. Then he can perform the operation. Baladev, he comes with a plow. And with this plow, he's rooting up the weeds which are in the field. And similarly, he's rooting up the anattas which are within the field of the heart. And Guru, he's doing this. He's Nityananda Prakash. Baladev Prakash. He's a manifestation of Baladev who's coming and he's mercifully making the field fertile. But for that field to be fertile, we have to offer it to Gurudev. But because we're conditional, our offering is conditional. So we have to keep on offering and offering and offering and offering so that Gurudev can keep on performing that operation and make the heart nice and clean so that that Bhakti Lata Beach, which is being planted by Guru Mercy, so that this will grow very, very, very nice. So how he's giving his mercy? By his very merciful glance, by his embrace, by his wishes, and especially satam prasangam mamadvirya samvido bhavanti vidkana rasayana kata tad doshinat ashu apapapa bhatmani shararati bhakti
anukumisi. What? Nam. Nam, nam. Nam.
Today, Kali Harat. Today, tomorrow.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Yesterday, Srila Gurudev mercifully given some initiation. Due to lack of time, he couldn't announce your spiritual name. Today, he'll announce your spiritual name. And some more devotee has requested for initiation. It will take place tomorrow, 8:30 a.m. in Gurudev Bhajan Koti. And for gents, they have to shave clean hair and clean dhoti